What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
The long-awaited DNA evidence bill has been tabled in Parliament. Stay with us to hear more in today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. The Deoxyribonucleic Acid DNA Evidence Act 2015 was tabled in Parliament on April 29. The bill will, among other things, set out a framework for the taking of DNA samples from persons for forensic investigations and human identification.
This legislation will provide for the keeping, maintaining, and operating of a consolidated forensic DNA data bank, to be known as the National DNA Register, for the purposes of forensic investigation and human identification.
Minister of National Security Peter Bunting. It will also provide for the regulation of the taking of bodily samples from crime scenes and outline procedures for the retention or destruction of samples and DNA profiles. Minister Bunting says he expects the legislation to be a game changer in efforts by the security forces to suppress criminal activity across the country. While the DNA legislation will be an important crime-fighting tool, Minister Bunting says the bill is not a universal remedy for Jamaica's crime problems.
In many cases, it will prove conclusive, particularly things like rape, sexual abuse of minors, where there's actually provision to use it now, and many other types of cases where the perpetrator may leave some DNA evidence on the scene. It will be helpful.
The bill also makes provisions for a justice of the peace to be present if the police have to take a DNA sample by force. The government is reassuring the public that the DNA evidence bill will not infringe on the constitutional rights of citizens.
One of the challenges that we grappled with in developing the bill and in actually making the provisions for the taking of samples, particularly without the consent of the suspect, was to put provisions in place that would ensure that the rights of the individual were observed and that only reasonable force was used to extract a sample from a non-consenting suspect.
The National Security Minister says DNA testing can be done through one of two sampling methods, intimate and non-intimate. The method being proposed under the legislation will be less intrusive and similar to taking fingerprints.
In most cases, it would be what's referred to as a non-intimate sample, which is essentially a cotton swab that is rubbed on the inside of the cheek of a suspect, and that is what is used to obtain the sample.
Mr. Bunting says similar legislation has already been established in other developed countries.
This is something that's not unique to Jamaica. In most advanced countries have provisions for similar types of DNA legislation. And in most cases, it is much simpler legislation than ours. So we have really gone an extra 10 miles in anticipating all possible concerns and trying to make provisions for them.
He explains why the bill will not go before a parliamentary committee.
When you send a bill to a joint select committee, it generally ends up delaying it 6 months, sometimes more. Something like DNA legislation is very technical, and we have had the input from the forensic scientists, etc. And I'm not sure that, you know, a joint select committee will elucidate anything further on it.
Minister Bunting adds that the DNA bill has already gone through legal scrutiny from various state agencies.
We have had input from the Attorney General's Department, the Office of Director of Public Prosecutions, the Legal Reform Department, and I'm confident that the bill has been drafted in such a way that it will withstand any constitutional challenges.
That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.